Any work of art is basically an arrangement of elements that are part of our culture. The sounds of our shared memories are the building blocks of music. These don't even have to come from musical instruments. The sounds of everyday life, like that of opening a can or starting a car, are just as much a part of our sonic heritage. Sounds enter and exit our collective consciousness over time. It might be good to start thinking about preserving our sonic diversity. Lots of sounds have become functionally extinct. We don't relate to those of hammering rocks to make an arrowhead or of scraping buffalo skin, but others should be added to some sort of endangered sounds list, like those of hand milking a cow or of a blacksmith's hammer. Those were the sonic world of Bach and Mozart. But what about those that were around earlier in our own lives, like the sound of making a dial-up internet connection, rewinding a VHS tape, or starting up a Game Boy? These were the background noise when grunge and old-school hip-hop were being invented. I'm thinking that the rate of sounds becoming extinct will only get faster. Self-driving cars will eliminate the clicking of turn signals and the honking of horns. Drone delivery will eradicate the songs played by ice cream trucks. Luckily, there are a couple online museums devoted to preserving our sonic heritage. Google the Museum of Endangered Sounds if you find yourself forgetting the sound of a rotary dial telephone. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.